When Cheryl asked me to share this morning, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to share with you. And then I thought, well, what I'm going to do is share with you my journey with God. And when I think about the times that I became aware of my yearnings for God, I have to go back when I was 7 or 8 years old. In our living room where I grew up, we had a light stand that worked beautifully as a pulpit. I could get behind my make-believe pulpit and preach, or at least I could pretend to preach. I could lead music with my make-believe congregation. It might have been pretending play, but for me it was the beginning of my thought processes about God. Little did I realize that later in life, two people who were part of my life would offer to pay my way through seminary, but I did not avail myself of those offers. One was a pastor at Albany Mennonite Church. He was an intern pastor, and we would share to him about our experiences while we were in BS. And he really felt like I should go to seminary. He said, the church will support you. And then we moved back to Pennsylvania, and we were in a Sunday school class at Doylestown Mennonite. And the Sunday school teacher said, Ed, you really need to go to seminary. But I passed. When I was at Laurelville camp, I was overwhelmed with emotion when the preacher camp issued what's called an altar call then. And I went forward to accept Christ as my Savior. When I got home, I told my parents about my conversion, and they were happy. But my older brother said, I'm glad to see you got your fire insurance. That statement was a bit of a downer, but to me, it didn't diminish what I felt about God. There are other times in my life when I had a strong sense of God's presence in my life. One time is when Linda and I were community service workers in Nisa, Oregon. We went through a lot of rough patches. Our job was to bridge the gap between the Anglo community and the Chicano community. We had a local lawyer who thwarted us at every turn, at everything we tried to do. I won't go into that, but it was very upsetting. I remember I went out into our VS car and sat down and had a long talk with God, wondering why we were there. What good were we doing in this situation? God didn't answer my questions that night, but over time, we were both encouraged by the people who came to our aid, people from the community who came to our defense. I really felt God moving through us. And the other times I felt a strong sense of God in my life is when we took over the family business. We did things differently than my parents had, and our business was really starting to grow. I went out one night after a really rough day and sat in my car and told God if the company was going to succeed, I was turning it over to him. We grew from a small-sized company to a medium-sized company. I really felt God's presence over the years as the business succeeded, and I was affirmed by our customers and by employees who told us how well we were doing. Thank you, Terry. In my 40s, I went through a lot of soul-searching, not sure what was going on, but I was struggling with my relationship with God. I guess you would call it going through the dark night of the soul. I wasn't sure what I believed anymore. I was in a small group with Barbara Schistler, Tim and Cheryl East, Libby Smith, and Harold and Roberta Kreider. I was able to share with that group where I was in my spiritual life. It was a lot of intense sharing and acceptance. The other place where I was seeking spiritual accountability was through sweat lodges that I used to attend with Dave Myers. These were intense times of vulnerable sharing. We had four rounds in the lodges that were a lot like being in church, with the addition of heat. It was in these times when I would cry out to God and feel his comforting arms. Those arms came from the people surrounding me and holding me. It was a great time of healing in my life. I am so grateful for the people in my life who are with me in my personal searching for God and life's questions. I said before, small groups were a profound affirmation in my life. I was blessed by people like Conrad and Lana and Dave, who would talk about things outside the box. Ron Sawatsky and I could talk for hours on end about what it meant to be a Christian and a follower of Jesus. I really miss him because we could be both honest and ask tough questions of each other. God has brought a lot of people in my life who have contributed significantly to my relationship with God, and he continues to do so. The other times in my life when I really depended on God was the three times that I was told that I had cancer. When you are told that you have cancer, it really sets you back. It's these three times that I really had to depend on God. It left me with a lot of time to think about my life and to do further soul searching. Praying to God that he would give me more time with my family and my grandchildren. One of the things that's in the questions this morning to be dealt with, am I still thirsty? I would say that you will always have questions, and probably I will until the end of my life. But I can say that I don't have the insecurity when I was younger. I am more at ease with my relationship with God, and I hope it has evolved into a deeper relationship. As a child, my mother would tell me that God sat up in heaven and kept a logbook of all the things I did wrong. I viewed God as an accountant, with his pencil marking down everything that bad thing I thought I might have done, or even not realize some things I might not have been guilty of. I am so glad that I don't believe in that concept anymore. God loves us. He is full of grace. His grace is unbounding towards us. And the last thing I would like to share with you is from Richard Rohr's devotional that many of us follow. Howard Thurman asks, what's it mean to walk humbly with God? How do you walk humbly with God? How do you? How do you walk humbly with anybody? By coming to the grips with who I am, what I am as accurately and fully as possible, a clear-eyed appraisal of myself, and in the light of the dignity of my own sense of being, I walk with God step by step, as God walks with me. This is I, with my weaknesses and my strength, with my abilities and my liabilities. This is I, a human being myself. It is that God salutes. So the more I walk with God and God walks with me, the more I come into the full orb significance of who I am and what I am. This is to walk humbly with God.